مرجع آموزش زبان ایرانیان تقدیم می کند irlanguage.com.
Hello everybody, welcome to this new lesson. Here, there is a very essential grammar that many English students do not understand. And this is about present continuous for future use. Yes, sometimes English and American people use present continuous for future use. And in this lesson, I'm going to explain for you how and where and when. Actually, we are talking about the future in English. We use present continuous to speak about the future in English too. Many students use only will or going to in order to speak and talk about the future. However, it's very common to use the present continuous to talk about the future in the case of arrangements that are planned. So guys, do not forget that we use present continuous to speak about the future that is arranged and planned. Okay, let me give you some examples here. For example, we are going to give you some positive sentences like, I'm having dinner with my friends tonight. So, we are speaking about the future, and this future has been planned. I'm having dinner with friends tonight. Or she's meeting David at the train station tomorrow. So this arrangement has been planned. And this is present continuous. Or some negative sentences. He isn't coming to the party. He isn't coming to the party. Or we aren't seeing our family this weekend. We aren't seeing our family this weekend. For questions, we can say, what are you doing on Saturday? Which means, what is your plan on Saturday? Arrangements that have already been planned. Or, is Mary arriving at 7 or 8 tomorrow morning? Is Mary arriving at 7 or 8 tomorrow morning? So you can see in these sentences, we use actually present continuous to speak about the future and arrangements that have already been planned. Okay, you can use the present continuous for future plans with these actually words. There are some words that we usually use to speak about future, and do not forget we use present continuous here. These words are tonight, tomorrow, this weekend, next week, next month, or we can say next year, this summer, this fall, this winter, and this spring. Or we can use the days like on Monday, on Tuesday, on Wednesday, etc. So we can use present continuous for future plans with these words. And we can say next Monday, next Tuesday, next Wednesday, etc. For example, I'm meeting my friend tonight. I have a plan, and this plan has been already arranged. I'm meeting my friend tonight. Or she's having a party this weekend or this week. Or he's traveling to Germany on Tuesday next week. So you can see, we use these words to speak about future with present continuous tense. But you should be careful. We use the present, actually the present is used when a future event is part of a program or timetable. Do not forget. We use simple present just for a future that is part of a program or timetable. So you should notice the difference between these two sentences. A. We are having a staff meeting next Monday. So this is about plan. Just happens once, okay? We are having a staff meeting next Monday. So We have talked about this before, and this arrangement has been planned. And so this is different from sentence B. Like we say, we have a staff meeting every Monday. So in the sentence part B, you can see that the future event is part of the program or timetable. But in sentence A, it's completely different. We're speaking about arrangement. So be careful, we usually use the present continuous when the activity has been arranged. We usually use going to for a plan which hasn't been arranged. This is a difference between going to and present continuous. For example, I'm meeting Emma after school. It means I have talked to her and organized the time to meet. But when I say I'm going to watch TV after school, it means that this is my plan, but I haven't organized it. So you should be careful when you are using present continuous and going to speak about the future. This is the difference between present continuous and going to. And do not forget, we say my grandma is visiting us next week. Not my grandma visits us next week, because we are speaking about the future plan. We say we are going to Spain for our next holiday. Not we go to Spain for our next holiday. We say, is he helping his mom tomorrow? Not is he tomorrow helping his mom. This is completely wrong. So we should understand the correct way to use present continuous here when we are speaking about the plans in the future that have been already arranged. Okay, let's use some of these tenses in real situations. You can see here the sentence says, he's going to New York for his next holiday. He's going to New York for his next holiday. This arrangement has been already planned. Or you can see that they are having an important meeting next week on Monday. They are having an important meeting next week on Monday. You can see that we use present continuous to speak about specific future, about specific plans that have already been arranged. So do not forget to use present continuous too to speak about your future. Perfect. Now it's time to do the test and move to the next part. I hope you have understood the point. If you didn't, I suggest you to come back and review the lesson.